T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Pressure coming from behind, doesn't see it. He gets sacked and the ball comes out loose. Bills recover. Jerry Hughes has it. Jerry Hughes still on his feet. Hughes at the
Oh, he's going to make it!
He's going to score. He's in. Touchdown, Jerry Hughes. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Howard Simon.
I'll tell you what. Bowl of strawberries, Princess Bride, tomorrow afternoon. My house. Be there. Is that all right?
Jeremy White.
He's not completely terrible. He kind of is.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy schedule release day, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for hanging out with us on a wonderful Wednesday. And we get to talk about the Bills schedule, which will put you in a happy place, I think. Good morning, Mr. Capaccio. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. So now that we're here, can you answer the question Jeremy posed to you a few weeks ago?
What the heck was it? What? What question was it?
I'm gonna say it again. You remember it. Do you get more excited for the NFL draft or the schedule release?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think I voted NFL schedule release, so I'll stick with that.
Okay, cool. I didn't know. I thought maybe you said draft.
No.
I think they're both very, very a cool day. You know, they're cool days. They're intriguing for fans. They give fans hope in a lot of ways. They start really kind of putting everything in the rearview mirror, no matter what your season was, good or bad. It's time to turn the page, look ahead. And I think as Jeremy and you and Jeremy have both pointed out, it really is kind of more of the signaling of the new year, even more so than free agency in the draft a lot of times.
And I think so. By the way, let me just get the phone number out because we're going to get into the schedule in every which way humanly possible. Leaks, all the different things, reports, all that stuff, night games, everything. This is a year like we haven't experienced in a long time as far as Bill's schedule release. 803-0550. The phone lines are open. Sal and I are going to get to a number of angles, but I think this one is the easiest question topic for all of you that are listening this morning. What are the first, the Bills schedule is out. What are the first few things you will be looking for when the Bills schedule comes out? That is, I think, encompasses multiple possibilities in one question. Phone lines are open. Look at that. You're calling already. Oh, God, love you. 803-0550. Sal, here's why the schedule is exciting. I mean, it always is, you know? But this year, the draft was different. Let's face it. When 8 o'clock hits tonight, guess what? We don't have to wait 4.5 hours for the Bills schedule to be released. It was a weird draft, right? They're at the bottom of round one. There were no obvious holes. It's not a top 10 pick. It just, you know, the lead up to the draft was different as opposed to previous drafts when they picked a lot higher. I looked at the draft as nothing was going to come from that I would go, wow, this is really going to impact the season. I think only the two pass rushers might actually get decent amount of playing time. So the draft for me was completely different this year. The schedule is, it's always fun. There's always plenty to debate. There are a lot of key games to look at. I think this is going to be a heck of a East Division race with New England and Miami. Where are those four games? When are they playing Kansas City? It's possible the Bills could get the max 5 primetime games. They get to play Brady in Tampa. So I think the schedule release, because of normally it's that way anyway, right? You know, it's so different, Sal. Like the MLB schedule comes out, and for me, it's basically are the Mets, where am I going? What game am I seeing? Are they anywhere near? Are they coming to Toronto? Are they coming to Pittsburgh? Are they coming to Cleveland? Can I go see a road game? The NHL, the NBA schedules, nothing is like the NFL. I mean, it's only 17 games. Every game seems to be really important. When other schedules come out, it just doesn't have that same excitement. So this is always above and beyond everything else because there are so many different things you're looking for when the schedule comes out. And they're going to be really good. And we're talking about a Super Bowl contender. So build all that in and fire. Let's fire up the schedule talk all morning.
Let's do it. It beats talking about trading Jack Eichel. Let's get all into the schedule today. Yeah. You know me. I love this day particularly as well. But on your point of what you said, schedule release and all that. Yeah, I'm into the Yankees schedule because I want to see, like, when are they coming to Cleveland?
Yeah, right.
Are they playing Pittsburgh that year?
Right.
Are they going to Toronto?
I always look for the Mets-Pittsburgh. Typically, more often than not, it feels like the Mets come to Pittsburgh at one point in the summer. So I always look at, okay, when can I go see them play Pittsburgh? But that's, I mean, you know, I'm not breaking down 162. Oh, crap. They're playing the Phillies six times in May. I mean, it's just not the same analysis, you know?
Right. But then you have, and the same thing with hockey. There's over 40 home games.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain, you know, what about weekends? I think you try to actually match up hockey a lot of times with football things like that. But when it comes to the NFL schedule, it really is because it's such an event for people to plan their fall around, to go see friends, to go on destination vacations, essentially, to spend a weekend somewhere. Football happens once a week. That's what's unique about it. People can really kind of absorb it a little bit more. I think that's why there's only 17 of them, only 16 really until this year. Now there's 17 of them. So it really is much more of a big deal about the football schedule than it is any other schedule for that reason. People, they really look forward to it. I've seen a lot of people say, I don't care. What's a big deal? It's a schedule. And that's generally my response is, well, most people really like to kind of plan entire fall around it.
Sure.
For me, even in this household, aside from, you know, where the Bills are playing for my job and professionally, one of the things that we look for, to answer your question, the bye week. That's my vacation. I take vacation the bye week. I want to know because as soon as we know tonight, the bye week, I'm telling you, my wife will start looking for flights like in the weekend to match up and where we want to go and what we want to do that weekend. And especially, where do the Bills play the game before that?
Yeah.
So if they're away, like maybe that's a place that her and Max will go.
Yeah.
I'll be there, and then we'll just stay there for the week. Like that's how we plan our lives too.
That's what we were going to do last year at the Arizona game. Not that I get vacation. I really don't take much time off.
As well.
But when the schedule came out, my wife has friends in Phoenix. She's got a lot of friends in Phoenix. So we thought, okay, we'll go get there, you know, on a Saturday. The game's the next day. We take the week off. We stay in Arizona for the week. And of course, the pandemic changed all that.
Yep.
And I think, you know, with the schedule again, it's so you can analyze it so much more deeper. I mean, the NFL, it's not just analyzing your own schedule. When the NFL schedule comes out, again, this is what sets this sport and its schedule apart from others. When the NFL schedule comes out, not only are we looking at the Bills schedule, but how many times over the years would we get a call or a tweet? Oh, you know what? We're playing the Patriots off their bye again. And that's right? It's what New England is doing and where are you playing them and their schedule. We looked at last year's schedule. We didn't, you know, I thought we figured New England might not be good anyway. But then we looked at their schedule and thought, wow, there's some stacked games in the first half of the season. What's Miami's schedule? How does it impact the race? So there are a lot of layers, I think, that go into this beyond just when are the Bills playing. But look, let's face it. What are some of the other things people look for? All right, well, if you have tickets, if you're a season ticket holder, you're probably looking at how many night home games do they have? Because maybe you take the next morning off from work, you know? You don't want to work the next day. So, there are two Sunday night games. I'm taking those two Mondays off, you know? Road trips, right? We just talked about it. A lot of Bills fans will look at it and go, okay, which is the one road game we're going to go to this year? Plenty of Bills fans always look at the December schedule and see, are they playing in a warm weather city? I could use a few days away from winter in December. So, that's what I said. There are layers beyond the whole, when are the important games? How many night games do they have, which we never used to have to talk about there, Mr. Capaccio. It is, you know, the enjoyment factor. What, you know, where's the road trip, all that other stuff. That's why I think, you know, year after year after year, even when the Bills were not good in the drought, you'd still anticipate and look forward to that schedule because of different things of planning trips and your tailgate parties and all the rest of the stuff. It is. The NFL does a lot of things really well. There are some inherent advantages to the NFL because of playing just 17 games. But when it comes to the schedule, no other league compares to how you feel when the schedule comes out. I do not wait. Honestly, I couldn't even tell you what day the NHL and all those other schedules come out. Nobody, right? You know, a month ago, when you had Mike North on your podcast and he said, yeah, you know, schedule's going to come out after the draft. And this is probably going to be our new normal. We'll have it out mid-May. And I thought, oh, crap, we got to wait till mid-May for the schedule. But the day the schedule release is announced, it's not exactly like a Bills night game, but you're sitting here at 6:15 going, come on, 7:45, let's see the Bills schedule on their team. You count down for the schedule release that week, that day. You're thinking about it all day, and boom, there it is, and you go right into deep analysis mode. And no other sport can do that.
One thing that, you know, we've always known most of the opponents, right? We've known 13 opponents for years we've known 13 opponents because of the rotation the NFL uses. And then we've known two other opponents for several months. That's always been determined by the place you finish. That's it. People think first place schedule, fourth place schedule. The only thing that matters is two games. Now it's three, though. They added a 17th game. So we've known 13 different Bills opponents for years. Now we've also known the other three opponents essentially for several months. So we've had a chance to kind of digest that, right? It's not like you're seeing, oh, are they going to play this team? Are they going to play that team? So that's pretty cool, at least that we get to know that. And maybe it takes a little surprise away. But what happens, I think, is we do a little bit too much of strength of schedule. Oh my gosh, look at these teams they're facing. Mm-hmm. Every team, as I say every year, teams are different. You never know. Everybody changes a little bit. I think too much goes into that. But what I am always looking at, and I think people do try to analyze a lot, Howard, is how many short weeks do you have? Do you have to go on the road after a Monday night game? Like, are you playing a team that's coming off their bye week? You know, things like that, I do think, you know, matter to a lot of people when they look at the schedule for competitive reasons. It's not just about traveling. Can you go see a team? I think for competitive reasons, a lot of people like to look at the schedule and see who's kind of getting, you know, you know what I mean? Who's really getting the good end of the stick, so to speak.
I don't know how many years, but it felt like there was a good stretch of 3 or 4 years at least where the Bills were always playing New England with New England coming off their bye.
Oh, it was. I think it was proven. It was not even that. It was maybe a good like 6 out of 7 years or something.
Yeah, right.
Whatever it is. But you're right. I mean, that's always happened as well. I think most people for the Bills that, you know, doing this long enough, most people would tell you they want a home opener. They like being in that stadium on opening day. Sun is shining. It's good weather. I think you'd like a lot of home afternoon games early in the season because that's when it's really cool. And I'll say, I love the way Orchard Park looks on TV during that time of year when they're here for an afternoon game for the networks. So I think that's really cool. Obviously, the night games, like you said, that's a big deal now. There's a lot of changes the way the NFL has done some things with the schedule over the years. Going to be even more changes going forward. So, you know, there's always different things now to expect in the schedule, and we don't know. We're going to get more leaks today.
Yeah.
We had several leaks last night, which you want to get into.
Yeah, let's go through
those. We're going to find out from a couple of the networks. In fact, we just had one of them, Fox. There was just a tweet several minutes ago while you were talking.
Stuff. Yeah.
We know what Fox is going to have for their first national window game on Sunday, and we are going to find out later this morning at 8 o'clock while you and I are on the air what the first Monday Night Football game is of the season, because Good Morning America will reveal it.
So what's the Fox? Did they reveal the actual matchup already?
Yes, it's Saints-Packers at 4:25 p.m.
Okay.
Saints-Packers, 4:25 p.m. this coming from, I just have to make sure, I retweeted whoever did it, but it was a reporter basically saying, here we go. This was from Jeff Duncan. So Jeff Duncan,
he covers the Saints for the Times Picayune,
from the Athletic, New Orleans Athletic.
Yeah,
he says the Saints will play the Packers week one of the 21 season on Sunday, September 12th. It will be Fox's America's Game of the Week. So there you go. So that eliminates the Bills playing the Saints week one.
Yep.
It eliminates the Saints and the Packers on Sunday Night Football week one.
And no Green Bay, Kansas City in week one.
No
Green
Bay, Kansas City.
Wondering about that. Again, the Green Bay stuff is kind of up in the air.
It also eliminates Saints-Bucks opener.
Right. So it seems like the report is Tampa and Dallas is going to be the Thursday night opener.
I think that's what it's going to. Well, I haven't seen that particular report. I know that Ryan Talbot of New York Upstate, Syracuse.com, has reported that the Bills will not be the team, though, to open the season at the Buccaneers.
So let's go through what we've heard or seen as far as leaks and reports. Now what Sal's referring to, by the way, the week one matchups, the networks are that's something new this year too, right? The networks during their morning news shows today will release their week one matchups. That's why Fox has tweeted out they've got New Orleans, Green Bay. I assume CBS, NBC, and I guess ESPN would all have, at some point this morning, will tweet out who they've got in their week one games. So what have we learned so far, Sal, in terms of what Bills games are out there in terms of leaks?
What we've learned is what we know, and one thing we thought we knew, but we do not, apparently, and I'll get into that in a second. So as I just mentioned a moment ago, Ryan Talbot of NewYorkUpstate.com. Is it New York Up? I want to get it
right.
Yeah,
NewYorkUpstate.com.
It's NewYorkUpstate.com. It's Syracuse.com, but you guys, a lot of people know Ryan. He's been on the show many times. Ryan has reported the Bills and Buccaneers will not face off on NFL opening night 2021. He says that game will be played on Sunday, December 12th at 4:25 p.m. So if you read into that, that means it's going to be the national game in the afternoon, Sunday, in December. Which, by the way, that's super cool. I get to go to Florida in December.
What did I tell you? Warm weather games in December. Yes. That's what Bills fans are looking for.
All right, so we know that. So that would be that particular game. We also know from Buffalo Rumblings, which tweeted per a source they have, that the Bills, what they are reporting, we don't know, these are not confirmed, what they are reporting is the Bills will host the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football week, 12? I have to look.
Week 13, because week 14 is the Tampa game. Week 13 would be the Patriots here on Monday, December 6th.
So 13 would be Monday Night Football at home against Patriots.
There's your short week, by the way, that you mentioned. A Monday Night home game, and then you travel to Tampa to play on Sunday.
To play Brady on a short week, right?
The league's always trying to screw the Bills over. I love schedule release day.
Against Brady too.
Over under before each person. How much? 30 seconds or a minute before you look at the schedule and go, they're screwing us again.
Oh, I've already seen people do it based on this report. The one thing that was reported last night that apparently is not true is there's a radio show in Boston, and one of the people on there is Scott Zolak, or he was on the show or something. Scott is.
He's their
an
color
analyst
guy
on the Patriots radio network, right? Former backup.
Yeah, we don't like
and
him.
Apparently, he gave some nuggets like about him. The schedule, and one thing he said was Patriots at Bills week one. So everybody ran with that, and then later, he tweeted out, that's actually not it. Mm-hmm. So we don't know now.
Now, the other thing, too, in terms of the Bills, you had tweeted something about this. So Jacksonville and Atlanta are both going to get a home game in London. Now, Atlanta comes here, so you don't have to worry about that. But the Bills go to Jacksonville, and correct me, I think they have 9 home games, but one of them I think is against Atlanta?
Correct.
So the Bills have a 1-in-8 chance then of playing Jacksonville in London as they did in 2015. So look
correct.
For that too.
And
that's possible.
On top of that, of all the teams in the league, the Bills last played an international game in 2015, as you just said.
Yep.
Since then, Howard, 23 NFL teams have played an international game. The Buffalo Bills have not.
Wow.
So if you're looking for a team that it's been a while, the Bills would certainly fit the criteria. As Thad Brown pointed out last night, however, Denver and San Francisco, the Broncos and 49ers, are also on Jacksonville's home schedule. They've actually gone longer than the Bills of playing an international game.
Wow. A London trip is always entertaining, and although the last London game didn't really against Jacksonville,
I'm not
really
expecting
turn out
it.
That
I just
well.
Want to tell you that.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting it. I think at this point, somebody in Buffalo circles, myself, somebody, anybody, might have heard that like a little bit stronger. Like I have not heard that from anyone anywhere. Now it could be totally kept under wraps, and we haven't heard anything about who they're playing, but it just there's been nothing on that. So I'm not expecting it. And if it happens today, tonight, I'll be pretty surprised, but I'm leaving the door open for it. I'm just not expecting it.
Now, one other thing before we get to our first break. So we mentioned there are reports suggesting that the Thursday night opener, we had talked about maybe the Bills in that slot. The Thursday night opener, apparently, again, none of this stuff, let me reiterate. I'm sure you all know that, but just to make it sure. None of this stuff is official except the Fox game that was tweeted out. So there are reports Dallas will play Tampa on the Thursday night opener. Okay, if that's the case, I was thinking, Sal, the Bills had a really good shot for the Sunday night football game in week one. However, there are leaks, reports that are saying that's going to be Bears at Rams. And I want you to explain this because I bet most people will react the same way I did. Really? That game?
Yeah.
For Sunday night football in week one? What the heck?
Yeah, thanks. Because what Mike North said when he was on the pod last month, I specifically asked him about, hey, last year you had two new stadiums open, but there were no fans there. So how do you treat that this year? And he basically said, we're going to treat them like new stadiums again. They want to showcase SoFi Stadium, and they want to showcase Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Howard, I would not be surprised if both of those stadiums host the first two primetime games, Sunday night and Monday night.
Monday night, wow, yeah.
Because the league, now, that doesn't they don't have to, but sometime early in the season, I would absolutely expect both of these stadiums to host a game in primetime. It doesn't have to be week one, because the league wants to showcase these stadiums in a way that they weren't able to last year with fans there. And on top of that, the other piece of this is, where is the Super Bowl this year? SoFi Stadium,
oh.
L.A. Don't you think the league wants to shine that light as bright as possible right on that stadium as early as possible,
yeah,
to kind of give you a, hey, this is where we're going to start and this is where we're going to end in 2021?
Okay, I just want to clear my schedule. Do not take vacation in early February because we'll all be in Los Angeles for the Super Bowl by the Bills. Okay.
And a week later than normal, by the way, because of the 17th game, everything's pushed out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the NFL regular season doesn't end until January 9th. Sunday, January 9th is week 18 this year. Okay, here's the deal. This is we're pumped. We're excited, as opposed to 24 hours ago where, you know, I wanted to bang my head into the wall. We're talking scheduling release. When we get back, I want to bring up, to me, the first thing on my mind with this year's schedule, the absolute number one thing, I want to talk about it with you, but we all want to hear from you. So phone lines are open, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. What are the first few things you will look for when the schedule comes out? Again, it's going to be released at 8 o'clock on television. I'm going to guess it's both NFL Network and ESPN, but teams can release the schedules at 7:45 at their own sites, on their own. So you can get a little jump start. And Joe D and Nate are going to be on tonight for a preview from 7 to 8 and a review from 8 to 9 here on WGR.
I told Joe I'll join him after 8 o'clock as well. So I'll, or when the schedule's out. So yeah, we'll have some fun with it tonight. So we're going to, wall to wall. Is this sports schedules, NFL schedule sports thunder?
Schedule thunder. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that could be it.
All right, we're ready to go. Let's go, folks. We'll come back. We'll talk about that one big thing I'm looking for. What are the first few things you will look for tonight when you see the Bills schedule? 803-0550 to join us, WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Happens when a team is kind of on the rise, you very rarely go from no national television to a maximum number of national television. We always say you kind of play your way into prime time. Well, one of the ways you do that is by getting into some of those national windows sort of as almost stepping stones. You know, that's kind of what Thanksgiving was when you guys went out to Dallas. That was almost like a reintroduction to the Buffalo Bills franchise. Obviously, people remember the 4 Super Bowls, but that was a long time ago, right? Now, you sort of had this reintroduction. You went down to Dallas, you pumped them, and you had a fantastic rating for that game, an incredible amount of viewership, and a lot of people were like, holy cow, those are good. Let's watch them a little bit more.
That is Mike North, Vice President of Broadcast Planning. We'll have some more comments from him in the 7 o'clock segment. He was on the South Sports podcast recently doing a lot of stuff in terms of schedule planning and all that, and we'll get to that. Let's get connected. Good morning. It's Wednesday. The sun's out. It'll be a little better than yesterday in terms of the weather. Howard, Sal with you. Jeremy's off this week. 803-0550. When the schedule comes out tonight, Bills fans, what are the first few things you're looking at or looking for? Tom and SC. Hang on. Let's get connected with our fans, brought to you by Bond, Shenick, and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Tom and SC, now is that South Carolina or Southern California, do we think, boys? Tom and SC, Sunday season opener at home. Red Ranger John, 1, opener. 2, night games. 3, when are you picking? Okay, that's when are you picking the Bills? Ah, you're killing me.
There you go. That's Red what he's Ranger looking John. Forward to.
No, you know what?
That's what I'm looking forward to every week.
Yeah, well, you're a loser. His number 2
is very true.
Is my number 1, Sal. The first thing there are always... Who do they open up with? Are they home or are they on the road? Maybe the division games. How many home games after Thanksgiving? Some things that, you know, you look at no matter what. Prime time games. And honestly, I thought, and listening, going back to your conversation with Mike North, when I listened back to that and we played a little bit of a clip, the networks wanted the Bills a year ago. The networks definitely want the Bills now. And they want night games, and they also talked about how they want Bills home games on their network television schedule. So, to me, I will look at primetime games first, and I fully expect them to have the max 5 primetime games. They had 4 on the schedule last year. Okay, 1 became a primetime game with all the COVID stuff with Tennessee, but they had 4 on the schedule. I think they get the max 5, and I wanted to go through that in a moment with you, although I will admit, I thought for sure Bills-Tampa was going to be a night game, and that is apparently a 425 game if the reports are true.
So, did you know, Howard Simon?
Yes, sir.
The NFL is moving the maximum number of primetime games, and there's a little bit of, what's the word for not much clarity? Is there? It's not
it's ambiguity.
Unclarity?
There's a little right? ambiguity.
On whether or not that starts this year.
Yeah, I did not
the
know
new
that.
Number, yeah. The new number of maximum primetime games is 7,
that's a lot
actually,
of primetime games.
In the new TV deal. However, I cannot get a clarification on if that starts this year or when the new TV deal actually kicks in, because some things about the new TV deal are actually kicking in like soon, like the Amazon thing this year,
yep.
right?
Or
which
next
is a year early.
Next, no, it's 2022, I thought.
Oh, I think they're going to it this year already, actually. It was supposed to be 22, and then they're moving it this year. But they could be. You could be right. I do know that like there's reporting that says the maximum number of primetime games is now 7. However, I'm not sure if that's now. And if that's the case, wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Because of 17 games, they're moving and, you know, giving everybody 2 possible. I can't see the Bills on 7. I don't even know if I can see anybody on 7. Maybe that's the max. That's fine. Maybe you get flexed into 1, but... Holy
I don't
cow.
Think I honestly I think that's too many. I wouldn't want to be 7, even though it's there's still 10 games that are not at night. That is a lot of nighttime football.
Pro Football Talk tweeted about it a while ago. It never clarified. It just says, yeah, in the new TV deal, it's now the maximum number is 7, but it doesn't say when it starts. So we'll see if that's the case. I'm not really sure about that. I'm going to assume it's still at 5 for this year until I hear otherwise. The other thing is, one thing that, you know, we don't get a lot of here is 4:25, even 4:05 p.m. kickoffs
right.
on a Sunday.
Not here,
in
right.
Buffalo.
It's typically when they're out west, right? And they'll play, you know, they'll have the 4:05 game.
Or
out west
even if they play an East Coast team, we usually don't, right? It's usually out west, as you said.
Yeah.
I think after listening to Mike, I think it's much more possible to have a few of those this year.
Right.
Home, 4:25 national games, at a New England, at a Miami, whatever, 4:25, somewhere more, you know, of an East Coast game that's 4:25. Do you know? You might have read my tweet on this, so if you did, you could tell me.
I did see
Do you
it,
know
yeah.
the last, yeah. okay, the last Bills 4 o'clock kickoff at home? 2009.
Wow. Yeah. Look, I think, I'm more of an old school guy. I'm all in for Sunday 1 o'clock, but I think, you know, a lot of that, quite honestly, as time has gone on, that for me, that's more about my job and my hours. I'm not a big fan of Bills night games simply because I'm going to get 3 hours of sleep. But I think one of the things that's interesting, and I want to talk to you about the primetime candidates in a second here, but I think one of the things that's interesting, Sal, is for the old, I mean, there were many years where the Bills would get like the obligatory Thursday night matchup and all and every other, 15 other games were Sunday at 1 o'clock. I don't see, I mean, it's possible they're going to play no more than like 9 or 10 Sunday 1 o'clock games this year on a 17-game schedule. I mean, if they get the max 5 night games, even if they get 4, which they had last year, and you throw in 2 or 3 of those, you know, 4:25 windows to get them in another national window, we're looking at no more than 10 Sunday 1 o'clock games for this team.
That's right. That's right.
Who were the?
By the way, that's not even with West Coast games this year.
Right. Yeah, I didn't factor.
The furthest
in.
West they go is Kansas City. Well, they go to Kansas City.
That's
I don't
true.
Know.
They don't play anybody in the West.
Geographically, the furthest west, maybe, but it's the Western Division. It's the only one.
Speaking of Kansas City, right? Lock it in. That's a night game. Lock it in, right?
I agree with you. I have a prediction. You want my prediction? I think the Bills are going to have 4 night games this year.
All right. I've circled four on my calendar here. I've got all the games in front of me. I've circled 4. One of them was Kansas City. You want to give yours? Or you want me to tell you who I think they are? What do you want to do here, dude?
You want to predict you're predicting 4 as well?
Yes, but I think honestly, I'm looking for a fifth. I do believe they're going to get the max 5. Kansas City's a lot.
Okay, I believe they're only going to get 4. I think 5 is still quite lofty.
Yeah.
And it's possible. Maybe they get a late game Saturday, late season Saturday. But I'm gonna stick at 4 right now.
I picked one of them based on your conversation with Mike North and a tweet you had yesterday about the Saints.
Yes. And I agree. I think the Saints are going to be a primetime game.
Yeah.
I think Bills at Saints is going to be a night game because he mentioned, and you listened to it, didn't he mention Bills Saints like as one of their biggest games? Every time he would go through the schedule, he'd say, oh, and then you have the Buccaneers and the Chiefs and the Saints and the Steelers and the Saints and the Bucks. And I'm just like, okay, he keeps mentioning Saints. I think they're eyeing Bills Saints for primetime.
Well, when he talked to you, in his answer about how the networks will want the Bills again, the Bills at Kansas City can't be a 1 o'clock game. And when he started referring to the national window, he reeled off New Orleans, Tampa, and both New England games. So, I mean, I thought.
But what's interesting is we know Tampa's not, according to Ryan Talbot's report.
But again, now this was, although again, he was talking about national window, not specifically night games. So the 4:25 is a national window game.
That's right.
But I think the Bills and the Saints, I know there's been a report. I would have said one of the two Patriots games, I think for sure would be a night game. Again, if the report's accurate, the game here against the Patriots would be a Monday Night Football game, December 6th. So that would be 3. I think one of the Miami games is going to be a night game because I think the league's looking at a 3-team race in the AFC East, and I think that's an attractive matchup. So I think that I'm just trying to come up with a fifth night game.
What's funny is you and I have the same 4 because here's the 4 that I thought yesterday. I actually tweeted out and I predicted yesterday 4 primetime games, and the 4 I predicted were at Kansas City.
Yep.
At New Orleans.
Yep.
Patriots at home based on the Buffalo Rumblings report.
And I had the home game.
And then the other one I have is the Steelers at home. However, I've kind of moved off that just because there's just a lot of people out there saying they believe Steelers home Sunday afternoon could be the opener. And even Jeremy actually tweeted it.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Jeremy was knowing anything or if he had some source or if he was just predicting
Super
it. I think he was just predicting.
Secret schedule source is what we're calling
right?
it.
Right? But he didn't say I have a source. He was just said, right. he said it's going to be Steelers at 1 o'clock Sunday. I think it was just his opinion. But it kind of just enough rumbling, enough noise out there just kind of made me move off that because I'm going to now think that the Steelers are going to be the opener. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just seems like people are talking about that a lot. And then, therefore, I'm going to move to what you just said. I'm going to go with Miami as my fourth because Mike North said they'd like to get home primetime games. So if you give them two, if you give them four and two are away, I think the other two would be at home. I have Chiefs, Saints away, Patriots, Dolphins home for Bills four primetime games. That's
I think
I
that's
have.
A really safe bet. Now, I, as I said, I thought they would max out at five. And if they're going to get a fifth, I don't. Would they make both Patriots games night games? Do you think that matters to the league? If
I do not think
games?
They would do that. No,
all right.
I think it does.
So then
matter.
I don't think it'll be Tennessee. So the only other game would be either Pittsburgh or maybe Indianapolis. But I do believe they're going to get five games. I just can't figure out. There's no obvious fifth game that jumps off the schedule to me.
You're right. I think some people maybe have thought about Indy a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because a little rematch of the playoffs
last year.
And
they should
year.
Be good. You know, I think they'll be good. I think they actually can win that division, assuming Wentz isn't a shell of what he was, you know, himself.
What rather. About just like market size, like a Jets game because it's New York, a Monday night. You know, you don't typically get great Monday night matchups, but, you know, it's just maybe New York matters, a market size there. I could see that. Do they just, because I don't think the Jets get shut out of a primetime game. They're the Jets. They're New York.
Yeah, so the Jets and the Giants at some point are going to be in prime time because it's the New York market.
And by the way, Giants are not going to be playing night week one. It appears they are hosting Denver week one. That report came in yesterday. Let me tell you exactly where I got that from. Hold on. That was Art Stapleton. He wrote
Denver
last night.
Giants, huh?
He said Denver Giants week one, 4:25 p.m. kickoff on Fox.
All right. It is schedule release day. Let's go. Grab the morning coffee. Swig it down. Swig it, right? You swig coffee. Or no, you kind of sip coffee. You don't necessarily swig coffee. You kind of swig. I feel like you'd swig alcohol, not necessarily coffee. Although I'm not a coffee person. Maybe a swig. Anyway, 803-0550 to join us. 888-552-550. Schedule comes out tonight, Bills fans. What are the first few things you're going to be looking for when the schedule comes out? Antonio tweeted in, how many night home games I'll be stuck going to? I think, based again on Sal's conversation with Mike, I think the networks really want, and remember, knock on wood, hopefully full houses again at, I actually drew a blank when I tried to remember the naming rights thing, Highmark Stadium, right, Sal? Highmark Stadium.
Yes, yes, right. Highmark Stadium.
I think they a full house at Highmark Stadium with the Bills and Josh Allen and an exciting team in prime time. I think you're going to get at least two home night games and then maybe a third, Pittsburgh or Indy. It wouldn't be Houston. I don't think it'll be the Jets. I wouldn't think it'll be Atlanta, Carolina, or Washington. So if there's a third home night game, my guess is it's either the Colts or the Steelers. 803-0550, let's go. I want to hear from you. Phone lines are open. Let's talk schedule. Hey, if you want to talk anything else, we'll have follow-ups on the Sabres. There's some information to pass along that was reported about Jack Eichel's injury and his treatment and what seems to be the issue. We'll get to that and a lot of other stuff. So make sure you grab a line. Join us this morning, WGR.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happens in the summers. It's up to Kevin and those guys. And like all I'm going to do is focus on myself. I'll do whatever I can to become a better hockey player for next year. I'm going to work very hard this summer, and I'm going to be prepared for next year for sure. That's where my mindset is, and that's all I can control. So I'm not worried about anything. I'll just focus on myself, just become a better hockey player.
That is Victor Olofsson from one of the Zoom calls yesterday. Again, it'll be Don Granato at 11 o'clock this morning as the Sabres wrap up 3 days of Zoom calls. And then Kevin Adams at 11:30. A little bit on his plate, you know, coach search, Eichel watch. So there's a little bit going on, and all the other contractual stuff and preparing for the draft and things he has to do. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hanging out with Sal today and talking about the schedule. 803-0550 to join us. What are the first few things you will look at when the schedule comes out tonight? And again, if there's anything else on your mind you want to get to, that's fine too. You can always join us on other stuff. Someone tweeted in about the Jacksonville game. If it's in London, could it be prime time? No. That's in fact.
Ooh, it'd be in the morning.
Could we have a 9 a.m. Bills game? Or did they?
If they're in London, they could. Yeah,
I'm trying to think.
London, they could.
I thought
they're not playing over. They're not playing in the middle of the night in London, though.
No, yeah, that'd be pretty funny, huh? But yeah. I think they have done. Some of the London games have been 1 o'clock Eastern, right? What are they, 5 hours ahead of us in London? So I think it would be a 6 p.m. game in London. So it could be if they're playing the London game. It's still,
unless Aaron, who tweeted in, meant like prime time in London time. I mean, I guess.
Well, yeah,
could
I mean,
that.
1 o'clock here would be 6 o'clock there. They're either 5 or 6 hours ahead. I'm not sure.
Probably depends on daylight savings too.
Sorry, Scott.
I just want to confuse you more. That's all.
No, it doesn't take a lot. Scott said once you said swig coffee, it became redundant to say I'm not a coffee drinker. I guess you don't swig coffee.
Scooter tweets in. Scooter says Giants hosting Broncos week one, which Artie Stapleton reported, eliminates Bills at Jets week one, which is true, except if the Bills were to play the Jets Monday Night Football week one, because they obviously can't play in the same stadium on a Sunday afternoon. But they could play on two different days, which has happened many times before.
Or the
I don't think that's the case, though. I think we, based on the Giants hosting the Broncos week one, we can eliminate the Jets and the Bills in New York as week one.
Yeah, what about the game here? What about Jets, Bills
Correct.
Here in
that
week
could
one
happen
on a Monday
as well.
Night? They've played, yes. They've opened up against the Jets 3 of the last 4 years. So maybe it's Jets here on Monday night in week one, you know, Josh Allen, Zach Wilson, however you want to play that out. I tell you one other thing I'm interested in, Sal, when the report about, when one of the reports yesterday suggested it's Pats at Bills on December 6th, I was also thinking about the closing schedule. Again, in my head, I'm envisioning a really tight AFC East race. And I think both the Patriots and the Dolphins will be in the race with the Bills. Maybe it comes down to week 18. I don't know, but I think it'll be tight. And I was thinking about those last two games because each of the last 5 years, you know, the league kind of shifted to trying to do more division games at the back end of the schedule. So each of the last five seasons, the Bills have closed with 2 division games. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if you're the league and it's funny. One of the other things Mike Norris said to you is in determining the Bills schedule, primetime games, different things. What if what if they've clinched the division before the last game or the last two games of the season? That makes the game less attractive in terms of TV. I thought New England-Miami would be the closing two games, or Miami-New England. If you're anticipating a tight race, they would put the Patriots and the Dolphins at the back end of the Bills schedule. But if the report of December 6th is correct, unless they play New England, which they could, I guess, 2 times in the last 5 weeks, maybe it'll be Miami and Jets or Jets and Miami to end the season, because the trend has been back-to-back division games to close the schedule the last 5 years.
The average daily temperature in Buffalo, New York on December 6th, the average high looks like 40 degrees.
Oh, that's piece
and
of
the
cake.
Average low looks like 30. So you'd probably be looking at a game between low 30s, I guess. That's
all right.
Yeah, just right on the cut line there, Howard. You know, get some snow in the forecast for that December game in Buffalo.
See what you
at
want
night at home against the Patriots.
So what you want is if it's December 12th at Tampa, then you want December 19th at Miami, and you can just go down to Florida for 2 weeks, basically.
Huh. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be good. I don't think I could do that because I'd have to come back here and cover the actual football team at practice, Howard. But,
well,
you know,
you would, I mean, Lord, no, it's like, what is it, like a 12-hour plane trip to Florida from here. So you would convince Sean McDermott to have the team practice in Florida all week.
Or just convince our bosses to have me stay down there because I have to prepare and I have to talk to the opponent and get some interviews.
When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about how the schedule is put together and want to bring up where you want the two New England games. Again, there's a report one of them will be in December. We can talk about the Patriots matchups. It is schedule release day, and we'll have you covered here tonight with a two-hour edition of the Nightcap from 7 to 9. We want to hear from you, 803-0550. You want to talk about some other things, you can let us know what your ideal opener is. What do you want to see in week one? Home, road, night game, whatever the case may be. And what are the first few things you're going to look for, Bills fans, tonight when the schedule comes down? Hey, it's Wednesday, so that means it's Hoagie Hump Day. So tweet us today because someone will get a $25 gift card from Jim's Steakout. Maybe it'll be you. If you tweet at WGR550 and use the hashtag Hoagie Hump Day, you will be in the running for that prize. So make sure you do that at some point today. Again, $25 gift card to Jim's Steakout. Just tweet at WGR550. Use the hashtag Hoagie Hump Day. Jim's Steakout. Get your hoagie on. Visit JimsSteakout.com.